Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
We are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Overheard LA and Overheard New York have provided limitless entertainment for Instagram audiences for years. Not only have these accounts given us laughs and weirdly keen insights into our culture, they've also brought together many couples through reuniting missed connections. Curious what we're talking about? Well, keep listening. I'm Alicia Rye.
And I'm Sarah Wendell. Welcome to Love Struck Daily, where we bring true love stories and misconnections to your eardrums each and every weekday. So I'm in love with yo, 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 yo. There ain't no more to say to you. So out of courtesy, you should know I'm in love with you. Alicia.
Mm-hmm.
I have a short story for you.
Oh, I love stories. Yeah.
To introduce our guest. Okay. I'm so excited about this interview. So Overheard LA, and there's a Overheard New York. There's other Overheards. Basically, people on Instagram posting what they hear other people saying.
Mm-hmm.
Already, this is my jam because when people think that no one's listening, they're very honest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. So I found this article on out.com. Right after Coachella, which you could not pay me to attend, and is by May Rood on out.com. It was posted in the end of April. If you saw this, you know what I'm talking about. A Coachella missed connection on Overheard LA, where someone wrote in and said, I fell in love at Coachella. I know it's cliche. All I know is her name is Alex. And we were talking and dancing during the Phineas concert. And then my friends wanted to move closer and we got split up. And she was wearing a striped shirt and she had space buns. And we talked about going to a drunk paint night and she has a dog. Please, can you help me find her?
Aww.
And when I tell you that literally almost every lesbian in LA must have been involved, there were group chats. There were people reaching out to other group chats. And the LA area lesbians found this person.
Aww.
It turns out that her name is Lexi. Mm-hmm. She did, in fact, have a striped shirt. And space buns. And after a few hours, just a few hours, they found her and they got together, and then Overheard LA sent them on their first date.
Oh, that's so nice.
So can you imagine, you're dancing in a crowd in Coachella, which is, my understanding, very loud and full of humans.
Both of those things.
And you're dancing with this girl, and then you drift apart and you use Instagram, of all things, to find out where she went, and then they find her. I love it so much.
That's amazing. I love that.
It's so cute.
That's fantastic.
So today, Emily Bernstein, who is the content producer and head of content of Overheard LA, is going to come and tell us about the account and missed connections and reunions and all of these happy stories. I cannot wait. Welcome, Emily. I am so excited to talk to you. I have so many questions, but I obviously have to start with the obvious one. Tell me about Overheard LA and New York, and how did those come to be?
Overheard LA and New York, and then every account that came from it, it started out, as most great things do, a little bit accidentally. Our founder, Jesse, was in LA. He was sitting in Erewhon, which, if you're familiar, is like Whole Foods on steroids. Like, it's the most LA place you can go. I think he was sitting there working, and he just started hearing the most ridiculous shit being said ever. And he just decided to post it on Instagram, just on like a white background with text.
As you do.
As you would, because some of these things that you hear, I mean, the whole kind of spirit of our account is like, are you hearing this right now? Like, you have to share that. So it just kind of blew up. And this was, you know, kind of that era of Instagram when meme accounts were really taking off. Things that you wanted to share with people.
Yeah.
Shortly after New York started, because he's actually a New Yorker based in LA. And then we started London and university. So we actually Overheard London, Overheard University. Then I came into the fold with Overheard San Francisco. And then we just launched Overheard Austin. It's been fun. So I actually started out with Overheard as a freelancer, just running one of the accounts. And then now my job is, I head up our internal content as well as our branded content strategy and creative. And then I also do community management for several of the accounts. We kind of split that. And then the creative behind a lot of what you're seeing on the accounts. So the community management aspect is, you know, we curate these hundreds of messages every day and getting these submissions. But then when it comes to running with things on stories like missed connections, that's like me managing that and actually going completely rogue, which is a lot of fun. Still to this day, I mean, it's been years, but there are days where we're like slacking back and forth about, you know, what's funnier, this person saying that like her boobs are doing this, or this person talking about doing cocaine and a Barnes and Noble. And it's like, I can't believe I'm having this conversation as part of my job and I'm approving these things, but
I get paid to talk about this. Amazing.
Yeah, it's just this fun thing that is ever evolving.
So over the years you've been working on this, on these accounts, and you have discovered, I am sure, that people are very strange.
More than you know.
What are some of your favorite quotes that have been posted?
We have like a running list of favorites. Some of my favorites are just like the angriest, most surprising interaction. I actually love I love Overheard New York, because Overheard New York has such a like New Yorker, East Coaster like grit to it.
Oh yeah.
Where people just aren't being nice to each other, but in the funniest way. So like, man yelling at a fire truck with sirens blasting, I'm on the f***ing phone. Like, that gets me every time.
It's very New York.
Yeah. It's just, it's so good. One of my favorites that really sums up so many that just sum up LA, but this one, I've got this ugly bump on my eye. My crystal healer thinks it's definitely a blocked tear duct. What does your doctor say? I don't have one.
That is extremely LA, isn't it, Alicia?
Extremely LA.
Are you guys in LA or New York?
I'm in LA.
And I used to live outside New York and worked in New York. Now I live outside DC and live in Maryland.
But oh, cool.
Alicia actually used to be my neighbor. She used to live in DC, and she moved out to LA, what, 5 years ago?
5 years ago, yeah.
Oh, cute. I love a neighbor story. My boyfriend and I started as neighbors.
Aww.
Neighbors have a magic thing going on.
Oh, that's really nice. Yeah.
Oh, I've got one more for you from LA.
Yeah, please.
Can you take a pic of me? Are you sure you don't look good?
To be fair, that I mean, that is something my sister would say to me. So
kind of a good friend, though.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, I mean, I could go all day with favorites, but those are some that come to mind.
That's amazing.
So one of the things I love about the overheard accounts are the missed connections. For someone who's listening and isn't familiar and doesn't know about missed connections on, say, Craigslist, going back into the dark, dark ages of the internet, when everything was black text on a white background, What is a missed connection? How do they work? And how do they work specifically on your accounts?
So a missed connection, we are forever grateful to Craig and his list for kind of getting this idea off the ground back in the day.
Thank you, Craig. Yeah.
Thank you, Craig. A missed connection is essentially a moment that you have with a stranger where there is some type of interaction, some type of moment, and the moment passes, you separate, and then all of a sudden you're like, I want to see that person again. That's somebody I want to talk to again. And a missed connection is then something you submit to us with a description of the person, you know, where you met, what happened, any type of descriptors that we could possibly have. And then the way it works on the account is people will submit these to us in the DMs, and then we will post them, and I will essentially go on a wild goose chase using help from, you know, the millions of people in our audience to actually track this person down. And it is incredible. The overheard audience is more efficient than like the FBI, like with tracking these people down, like using details, getting a hold of people. There have been some where even I am like, you know, this is a long shot, but the story is so cute, I'm going to post it. And by like lunchtime, we have the person. So
wow,
it kind of started as an experiment that I was just thinking, I really want to try this, because really the spirit of our accounts has always been like, it's not just posting something to entertain you. It's for the community, because all of our quotes come from people sending them in.
Yeah.
So everything we do is a version of crowdsourcing. So it really just made natural sense that we would have this community help each other and be the facilitator of that while entertaining with funny, snarky commentary that I go a little rogue on. And we want people to participate in this stuff. So in a sappy way, it's definitely a way of using social media for good. Mm-hmm. It's just heartwarming.
Yeah.
And in a really fun way, it's live. Like anything can happen, and it doesn't always work out. And sometimes it is chaos, and sometimes it is a mess, but I think it's really fun. So you never know what's going to happen.
I'm curious, what is one of your favorite misconnection stories?
I think my favorites, both from LA, we had one that was a flight home from Cabo. I love a plane moment. It's the old rom-com in me.
Yeah, like, for sure.
You know, chasing you to the airport type of thing. And they were on a flight together. They chatted the whole flight. They got separated going through customs. So it was a really cute story. And that day was so dramatic. We had his coworkers writing in. We had then somebody saying, you know, he wasn't interested. He was freaked out by the whole thing. So then all of a sudden, all of Overheard LA is rallying behind this woman to find her somebody else. And then like in the moment that we started doing that and trying to find her a new match as a consolation, we get a DM from the original guy who's all of a sudden like, I panicked. I'm interested. Like, I do really want to see her. And this is like, you know, we're getting late into the night, but I'm like, my phone dies every 5 minutes. Like, it's just so intense.
And now we're going to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere because the story will continue.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get 3 wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And they ended up actually meeting up, like going on some dates. They sent us a video of the dates where he's like kissing her on the cheek at dinner. Aww. Like it was, he brought her flowers. It was just, it was a roller coaster that had a happy ending. So aww. I got to say, like, you know, that was my absolute favorite. It was just so sweet. And I spent hours probably chatting with this girl on the phone, like as it was happening, kind of coaching her through it. Because she was like, what's going on? And I was like, I don't know, but I'm in it with you. And we sent them dinner. We sent them to Nobu and they had a date. And it was just, it was the perfect LA moment. And it everything about it was so pure.
It's very wholesome.
It's wholesome. And we still, you know, make jokes throughout, but it really is probably the most wholesome thing that we do.
Why do you think the audience is so into helping with the missed connections? Like people are really, really into.
They're so involved. Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing that blew me away too, is how helpful people are.
Why do you think that is?
I think we all really want something like this to happen. It's a really, again, this sounds cheesy, but it's a really bright spot sometimes on the internet, which for the most part can be a very, very dark place, especially over the last
yes.
few years. And mm-hmm. you see so much, like I know being a woman online or in media, like you guys know.
It's been dark in the last few hours. Yeah.
Yeah. You guys know what it is like, just the how aggressive it can be. And there's hate and there's trolls and, you know, there's a lot of that. And to see something that is just like pure and kind-hearted on the internet and to participate in that, yeah, I think you are just vicariously just feeling good. Like I have so much serotonin at the end of a misconnection because it's just like, it's just pure joy. And I think people really want to be involved in that. And I think there is a thrill of a chase, you know, if somebody feels like they can help. Everything we do is local too, because the spirit of our accounts is, it's local, it's in the city. So, you know, for the most part, everyone following the account lives in the city. They might know the place that we're talking about. They might know the person. And, you know, a lot of these people are people who've submitted quotes before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
It's a two-way dialogue that we have with our audience, which is not just, we made a meme here, look at it and laugh mm-hmm. at it. It's, we're having conversations with these people normally, and we want them to feel like they are a part of the content that we make, because they are.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes with the misconnections, they do want to be anonymous. Like, you're definitely putting yourself out there vulnerably. Occasionally, we have somebody who is like, oh, yeah, show my picture, tag me. Like, you know, those people are brave.
Yeah.
But it's amazing how much people enjoy it, even if they're not like the star, you know, even if you're not the bachelor in the situation. It's just so fun to participate. And, you know, we get really funny responses from people and post them and stuff like that. So I think it just feels good.
It does mm-hmm. feel good. And it also, it's investing in someone else's happiness and reinforcing the idea that connections and love and attraction and momentary beginnings are out there for everybody. I can see it being a very optimistic practice.
And we really are in a time where everyone is, for the most part, dating online. And we kind of live in this world of endless swiping and matching. And not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's rare now, I would say, to meet somebody in real life. So to celebrate that and ironically use an online platform to facilitate real life interactions is really, really fun. Yeah. And I think the rarity of that also gets people really excited. We also have some like messy misconnections that are really fun to talk about too, because they don't always end in love.
We love mess.
We also do like a little bit of messiness here.
I think we all love a mess. I mean, it's reality TV happening in real time. I think the messiest one was a girl had chatted with this guy outside of Erewhon in LA, and they had a nice conversation. We found him, and then he DM'd the account and started sending me all these long messages about how he had a girlfriend and he probably shouldn't have talked to her. And in my head, I'm just like, okay, do you want us to delete this so like I don't, you know, blow up your spot? But instead he was like, no, I'm going to go on this personal PR thing. He made like a front-facing camera video that he posted immediately while this was going on, saying like, I shouldn't have done this. I just want everyone to know that I love my girlfriend.
Oh, dude.
And the original girl then was like, I want nothing to do with
this.
That's messy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what I love is this messy guy was not like a celebrity or anything. So for like his 100 followers, he made like a front-facing video.
I mean, everyone here thinks they're a celebrity. Let's be real.
Everyone here is a celebrity. Yeah.
So I am assuming that people can find you at Overheard LA, Overheard NY. Is there any other location where people can find your work that you would like to mention?
My personal is at Embern, like EMBERN. I'm also on Twitter, but yeah, our accounts are Overheard LA, Overheard New York, Overheard San Francisco, Overheard Austin, Overheard London, and Overheard University. So depending on what suits your fancy, you can follow one or you can follow all.
Thank you so much for coming on. And would you please come back and tell us more adorable misconnection stories? Because this has just given me so much joy.
Thank you. I would love that.
You're part of the family now. You have to come back. I could not have enjoyed that more. That was the intersection of many things that I love with one thing that I absolutely loathe, which would be Instagram. To be fair, I do love when people message me or tag me or interact with me on Instagram. I get excited to hear from people. It is the platform of Instagram itself that I find obtuse.
Yeah, it's a bit clunky.
So as usual, it is the people making it better. Mm-hmm. But please tell me, what is your love to go?
I think it's to watch your mouth.
I think you're right.
I think it's to keep an eye out when you're out and about and talking to people. And, you know, sometimes these things can end well. Sometimes they can't.
Yep.
So, yeah, just be conscious of what you're saying when you're out in public, I guess.
Yep. You never know who's listening. It could be all of Instagram.
It could be everybody.
Well, if you have a missed connection or you'd like to tell me I'm wrong about Instagram, I mean, it'll be a hard thing to convince me, but I'm willing to listen. Email us at lovestruckdaily@frolic.media, or you can tag us on Instagram. We are at lovestruckdaily, and the same address on Twitter. And you know, if you enjoyed this fabulous episode or any of the episodes that you've heard and you leave a review, that would make me so excited. It might cause auditory delight. You might experience me absolutely squeeing. I love it when people leave reviews. So, hey, leave a review. We'd love to share it with everyone on the show. Our researcher is Jesse Epstein. Our editor is Jen Jacobs. We are produced by Abigail Steckler and Little Scorpion Studios with executive producer Frolic Media. This is an iHeartRadio podcast. Have an absolutely marvelously connected happily ever after. I'm in love with you.